KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
City of Umhlathuze Mayor Xolani Ngwezi has described the EFF in KZN's members storming and vandalizing the municipal offices yesterday as unruly and unethical behavior. A protesting group of Red Berets disrupted a planned council meeting, demanding the removal of three EFF councillors. During the incident, the party members broke the glass entrance doors, assaulted security officers before police used tear gas to disperse them.
In the municipalities, there are budget cuts. We don't have money, enough money to fix infrastructure. How do you come and storm and damage the infrastructure, which is paid by the taxpayer? You are a taxpayer yourself, you know? The provincial leader of the EFF was there yesterday, but he's coming here to destroy infrastructure. But again, law will take its course. Those that are councillors, the speaker will investigate that and take necessary action. And those that are ordinary members of the community, the city is in the process. A case has been opened. Investigations are happening. And, you know, there's the hell accountable. No one is above the law.
The EFF in KZN says the three councillors are part of the group that failed to secure buses for members to attend the party's 10th anniversary celebrations at FNB Stadium in Johannesburg in 2023. They were ordered to resign, but the trio has since not vacated their seats. Ngwezi says the party needs to get its house in order.
Well, I can't comment about those matters because as far as I know, the EFF knows, or rather all other stakeholders involved in this thing, knows that the matters are sub judice. So they must talk to their member, not to the municipality. And they have been in constant communication with the office of the speaker. So that's why when they say the mayor stole their seat, I don't know how the mayor can have power to steal seat. Not even the president of the country can steal seat for another political party.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has urged communities to stop idolizing criminals and support police in fighting crime.
Because if you adore these criminals, you're just encouraging them to do more criminal activities. And by so doing, they're not only killing the police alone, but they're killing community in general. So if you look at the stats, the numbers of police officers killed, yes, you might argue that it's a lot, but as compared to general public.
He was speaking to Newswatch on the sidelines of a police golf day in Mount Edgecombe aimed at raising funds for the SAPS Education Trust Fund. It supports the educational needs of children whose police officer parents died in the line of duty. Police Minister Senzo Mcunu was also at the event in Umhlanga and revealed that 6.6 million rand was raised for the initiative last year.
These children remain alone. They have no one to look after, and therefore the funds becomes a parent. It performs the duty of parenting for those children by paying for their school needs, for their children's needs as they grow up, but particularly school, because out of everything that you can do for a child, if you give a child education, you are giving her or him everything that they would need.
And defending champion Yannick Sinner has beaten Ben Shelton in the Australian Open semi-finals. The Italian has set up a showdown with a German second seed Alexander Zverev for the title. Zverev went through earlier when Novak Djokovic retired injured from their match. The Serbian former number one was booed by the crowd as he left the court. Zverev thinks that the reaction from the crowd was uncalled for.
I think we should stop blaming Novak. Novak has done absolutely everything he could on the tennis court in the last 20 years. Just respect that. There's nobody in this sport's history who has won and who has done as much as him.
The top story, Umhlathuze Mayor Xolani Ngwezi has described EFF members storming and vandalizing the municipal offices yesterday as unruly and unethical behavior. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.